哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们一起来分享的题目是在天父的怀里。
And the topic of this afternoon is in the arms of the Father.
我们人与人之间的关系可以从我们的肢体语言表达出来。
And oftentimes we engage in body language when we communicate with one another.
第一个是我们的眼神。
And first is with our eyes. We speak with our eyes.
我们眼睛会告诉我们想什么。
And our eyes will tell us what you're thinking.
如果我们两个人是很亲密的话。
So if you are in a close relationship with another person.
两个人的眼神呢是发亮的，是有接触的。
And that you have eye contact and that your eyes can tell each other what you're thinking.
另外一个表达我们感情就是我们的肢体的语言。
And then there's another way and that is through our body gestures.
如果两个人的距离是很远的话。
So if two persons are sitting far apart.
我们不愿意跟他的人太靠近。
Then you're distant from the other person.
就算在一起。
So even though you may be sitting together,
可能也不会有什么身体的接触。
Perhaps you will not even touch one another.
当你认识一个人呢？
But however, when you know someone,
你第一次跟他讲话。
And that is the first time you talk to that person.
西方的礼仪就是先握一手。
And in the Western culture, you will first greet each other by your hands.
普通的朋友就是以握手做一个开始。
So for regular acquaintance, you will start off your friendship with the shaking of hands.
但是如果你跟对方是很亲密的关系。
But however, if you are in a closer relationship with the other person,
可能是很好的朋友了。
Perhaps you become very good friends.
可能是会搭搭肩膀。
And sometimes you may touch the shoulder of the other person.
但是如果你的关系是再亲密的。
But however, if your relationship is even closer than that,
就可能会有一个拥抱来表达我们的情感。
Then perhaps you will hug each other to express your friendship.
这个是在我们东方人比较少用到的。
And that is something that you will find it rarely happen in the Eastern culture.
但是其实我们每一个人都有拥抱别人。
But however, very often we do desire to hug the other person.
也有被人家拥抱过。
And we also were being hugged by others.
起码在我们当小孩子的时候。
At least when you are still children.
一个孩子一生下来就要被人抱了。
And that when you are first a baby, you are hugged by your parents.
我们请来看一节圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
请看以赛亚书四十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah 46.
以赛亚书四十六章第三节。
Isaiah 46, verse 3.
以赛亚书四十六章三到四节。
Isaiah 46.
第三节。
Verse 3. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb.
第四节。
And verse 4. Even to your old age, I am he, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you.
这里圣经啊，用一个形容词，就是怀抱，来形容人跟神的关系。
So over here, the Bible used this word carry to describe the relationship between God and man.
神说以色列人啊，雅各家。
God speaks and he said, O house of Jacob and all the remnant of the house of Israel.
你要听我讲。
That please listen to me.
你们从一生下来就被我抱了。
That from the day you were born, I was carrying you.
在座我们当姐妹们的大概是很记得你生孩子那一天。发生什么事情啊?
And I believe that all of us sisters sitting over here who are mothers, you probably remember the day of delivery of your children.
经过大约十个月的怀胎,
that after about 10 months of pregnancy,
生活的不方便,
and that it caused so much inconvenience,
最后的阵痛,
and then the last labor of pain,
可能要开刀,
sometimes you may go through cesarean surgery.
终于把孩子生出来了。
And then finally your baby is born.
这个时候。
And then at this time.
也很辛苦。
It was a lot of labor on your part.
可能已经没有体力了。
Perhaps you have exhausted all your energy.
但是这个时候护士把一个新生的婴儿擦干净。
But at this moment, the nurse, after cleaning up your baby.
递给你。
And she bring the baby before your eyes.
第一次。抱着你儿子或者你女儿那种感觉是很奇妙的。
And I remember, and you probably remember the first time when you carry your baby in your bosom, it must be very miraculous.
可能你今天还记得那一刻。
Perhaps you still remember that moment today.
对我们男人来说呢，这个就有点奇妙奇特，不太一样。
And for men, speaking on behalf of men, the feeling is quite different.
啊，我记得我的孩子们双胞胎刚生下来的时候。
Because I personally remember when my twins were born.
啊，因为他们是早产两个月。
And because they are premature babies and they were born 2 months earlier.
啊，每一个才只有1.2公斤。
And they were only 1.2 kilograms each.
一个 1.23, 一个 1.24.
One is 1.3, the other one is 1.4.
小小的。
And they were so tiny.
瘦瘦的。
And very skinny.
黑黑的。
And pretty dark.
不太像一个可爱白白胖胖的小宝宝。
And they don't look like a beautiful chubby baby.
我把那个照片寄给我，那个时候妈妈爸爸在香港。
So at that time when I send the photos of my babies to my parents in Hong Kong.
我父母说，哎呀，看到很心痛。
And when my parents saw the photo, they felt quite sad.
他们那时候活在保温箱。
Because at that time the babies were still being kept in the box.
住了差不多一个月。
And then they were being kept there for about a month.
那个时候我看他们在里面，好像一个人在看一个箱子，里面有金鱼啊，有青蛙或是乌龟，养在里面，哇，很好看，但是不敢摸。
So at that time when I saw them in the incubation box, it seems like they were fishes in a fish tank, and I cannot even touch them.
我太太因为要喂奶，所以一定要抱着他们。
And my wife, because she needs to nurse them, so therefore she has to hold them in her bosom.
我尽量就避免了，不用你抱就好了。
And for me, I try to stay away from holding my baby, and I just let my wife do it.
我怕把它弄破了。
Because I'm afraid to drop the baby or something.
让他受伤。
Or maybe I may hurt the baby.
护士问我，你要不要抱他？
So when the nurse asked me whether I want to hold my baby,
说不用了，不用，我太太抱就好了。
And I told her, it's fine, my wife can do it.
护士就骂我。
Then the nurse scolded me.
你是爸爸，你不抱。
That you are the father and you refuse to hold your baby.
这样，爸爸一定要抱啊。
And then so I asked her, does it mean that being a father, I must carry my baby?
好了好了，抱都抱了，很小心。
Then I said, all right, I have to make that step forward and that I pick up the fragile baby in my hand.
真的，看的感觉跟抱的感觉不太一样。
So indeed, it is true. When you see a baby and when you hold a baby, the experience is so different.
只抱在怀里面的感觉，就好像是你跟他很亲近的感觉。
Because when you carry the baby in your hand, in your bosom, it is such a close and intimate relationship.
Baby 会听到你的心跳。
Because the baby now can hear your heartbeat.
会听到你的呼吸。
And they can also experience your breath.
你也会感觉到他在每一个呼吸在动。
And you can also hear them breathing and experiencing their breath.
所以父母跟儿女第一个接触，这是从抱他开始的。
So therefore, the very first human contact between parents and their children is through holding them in the bosom.
有被抱的孩子，他们的感觉，他们的感情会比较满足。
And children or babies who are being held, they will feel very satisfied and fulfilled.
前几天我在新闻，在报纸上看到一节非常有意思的新闻。
And a few days ago, I was reading an article in the papers, and it was a very interesting news.
他说在中国某一个农村，某一个地方，有一个年轻的妇人生了一个早产婴儿。
And it describes that in a certain village in China, there was a lady who gave birth to a premature baby.
那个婴孩早产很多啊，早产好几个月。
And this premature baby was born prematurely for many months.
只有1.4磅而已。
And he was only 1.4 pounds.
不是公斤的，不是1.4公斤呢。
He's not weighing 1.4 kilograms, but rather 1.4 pounds.
长出来大概就等于成年人的手掌那么长而已。
So he was so premature that the size of the baby is only about the size of a palm.
我们知道，大概1.4磅的早产婴儿存活率非常低，差不多等于不可能。
And we all know that it is almost impossible for a premature baby of that size to even survive.
那么医生当然是教了说，你应该把他送到大医院去，让妇产科让那个特别照顾 ICU 来给他好好的来养。说不定有机会。
And so therefore the doctor told her that you must bring your baby to the city hospital and then in the gynecology section where they have the ICU, the intensive care unit, so that your baby can receive critical care.
但是那么贫穷的农村妇人哪里有钱送她去大医院呢？
But however, this lady is from the farm and she is poor. How can she have the funding to bring her baby to the city hospital?
只能够抱她回家等死了。
So the only thing she can do is to bring her baby home and waiting for the baby to die.
但是这个 baby 的祖母呢，不想放弃。
But however, the grandmother of this baby refused to give up.
她把她这个 baby 啊，整天抱在怀里面。
And so what she did, she carried this baby in her bosom the whole day.
24小时。
24 hours.
因为她知道一离开她，她就没有体温了，她一定死的。
Because she knew that once the baby is not being held in the bosom, without the body temperature, the baby will die.
好像母鸡孵小鸡一样，整天把它包住。
So it's almost like a hen sitting over her eggs, and then just like this grandmother carrying the child.
有时候她看到这个 baby 呼吸不是很畅顺的，她就用嘴巴吹气，丢到鼻孔里面。
And so sometimes when the grandmother felt that the baby is not breathing properly, she will breathe into the baby's face, into her mouth.
这个 baby 太小了。
And because the baby is so small,
不太会自己吸奶
and do not know how to drink milk,
她就那种针筒啊，慢慢的每次打奶进去一点点，喂一次要一个多小时。
And so what she did is that she will use a needle-like straw to slowly nurse the baby with milk for over an hour or so each time.
奇迹就发生了。
And that's how miracle happened.
过了两个月
after 2 months,
这个孩子竟然的继续活下来。
It's miraculous that this baby continued to live on.
啊，后来那个祖母呢，就没有整天抱他，给他抱棉被。
And then later on, what this grandmother did is that she wrapped up the baby with warm blankets.
啊，但是呢，这个孩子还是继续的长大。
And so this baby continued to grow.
所以发生了一个不可能的，在医学上不可能的事情。
So therefore, this is something that was impossible in medical science.
1.4磅的早产婴儿竟然可以活下来。
And yet this miracle of a 1.4 pound baby was able to survive.
没有住在医院里面。
Who did not even live in the hospital.
为什么可以这样呢？
Why is that so?
因为那个祖母的爱。
That is because of the love of this grandmother,
整天把她抱在怀里,
who carried this premature baby in her arm the whole day,
一两个月没有放弃,
and did not even give up after 1 or 2 months,
就救了这个 baby,
and that's how she saved this baby.
所以可以看到,一个人的长大,不单只是有奶,有食物就够了。
So therefore, this proves to us that for a child to grow up,It is not just based on milk alone.
为什么这个 baby 有那么强的生命力呢?
Why is it that this baby has such a great willpower to live on?
很可能是因为她感觉到在她身边有强大的爱。
It is because this baby, he or she can feel the great love that was surrounding.
所以她的生命力就出现了。
And that's how the will to live on and the will to survive was manifested.
这一节圣经也是告诉我们。
So therefore, this Bible also tells us,
虽然神是看不见的,
that even though our God, he is invisible,
但是如果可以用人可以理解的话来讲的话,
but however, if you're able to explain it in a human language that you can understand,
圣经说神基本上是我们一被生下来就抱我们了。
The Bible describes it in this way that the moment that we are being born, our God is carrying us.
你说神哪有抱我？
So if you say that, when did God ever carry me?
其实有。
In fact, he did.
今天我们的父母啊，如果准备要生孩子，都会先买好床铺啦，布置好他的房间。
And today, when you observe any parents who's ready to receive their baby into this world, they will start decorating their baby room.
买好奶粉。
They will prepare all the milk powder.
让他睡得舒服。
And the bed and the crib.
其实我们也不是一样吗？
So isn't it the same way for us today?
我们每一个人活在世上。
That all of us were living in this world.
每天都是神给我们空气在吸。
Every day, God is providing the air for us to breathe.
啊，那个氧气在医院应该卖很贵一桶。
And do you know that the oxygen tank that's being sold in the hospital is very expensive?
神永远没有收我们一毛钱。
But yet, God did not even charge a cent for the air.
一瓶矿泉水在机场卖3块。
And in the same way, you will spend $3 for a bottle of water at the airport.
我们每天喝水，从天上下来的雨水，神没有收我们一毛钱。
But yet, every day that the water that we drink is from the rain above, and yet God did not even charge any money.
赚钱的是人的公司，不是神。
So when we actually make money, the money comes from the companies that we serve. It does not come from God.
更重要的，神预备了我们救恩。
And most importantly, God has prepared the salvation plan for us.
让到我们可以平安喜乐。
So that he extends this grace of peace and love and joy for us.
让我们在患难的时候有依靠。
And so that in our troubles, we can rely on God.
将来还得到永生。
And that in the future, we can also receive eternal life.
神就好像每天在抱我们一样。
So therefore, God is in fact carrying us every day.
第四节。
Verse 4.
说直到你们年老啊，我还是这样。
that right till the day when you become old in your old age, I am still the God that you know.
等到你们头发白了，我仍要抱你们呢。
And that even to the gray hairs, when your hair is white, I will still carry you.
神的爱有多大？
That is the eternal love of our God.
今天我们也想想。
So today when we think about it,
我们先常常从人的角度来想想这件事情。
Very often we look at it from our own human perspective.
啊，你对你的爱的人，你有没有去抱他
？Do you ever hug the one whom you love? 啊，
小孩子很小的时候，大概我们会抱他。
And when children are small, very often we'll extend our hugs to them.
但是有时候小孩子最可爱的时候，可能是我们人生最忙的时候。
But sometimes when the children are at their cutest moment, that's probably the time when you're busiest in your life.
在他们最可以抱的时候，我们没有好好去抱他。
And during the time when they are growing and they desire to be hugged, you did not use this opportunity to hold them.
等到有一天他们长大了。
And then until one day you suddenly realize that they grew up.
哎呀，你老了。
And that you become old.
想抱抱孩子们了。
Now is the time you want to desire to hug your children.
那时候他哪里让你抱啊？
But now the children is too big. They don't want you to hug them anymore.
孩子大概十岁、十二岁就不要让你抱了。
So any children, when they reach about 10, 12 years old, they no longer want you to hold them.
因为他们就长大了。
Because now that they are grown up.
他们的感觉，他们，我是不是小朋友，你不要碰我。
Because now they feel that they are growing up, they are not kids anymore, they don't want you to hug them.
所以最近我收到我的舅舅，我把我孩子的照片啊，传给我的舅舅来看了。
And so recently I sent my the photos of my children to my uncle.
啊，他告诉我一句话。
Then he told me something.
他说你的孩子很可爱。
And he told me that your children are so cute.
我说我觉得他们很潮哎。
But and then I told him that oh I find them so naughty.
他说他们现在是最可爱的时候。
But then my uncle reminded me that this is the time when they are at their cutest.
可以抱的时候，今天要赶快抱。
And this is a time when you can hold them, and you must hold them as much as you can.
有一天呢，他们不要你抱了。
Because one day they no longer want you to hug them.
这个时间很快就过去了。
And that day will come very fast.
那么对孩子长大一点来说。
And so therefore, when we see our children growing up,
如果他们小时候，我们有花很多时间在他们身上。
That when they are still young and tender, and we spend a lot of time and attention for them.
就算他们到 teenager 叫青少年的时候。
So even though they may advance to teenage years,
你还可以去抱他的。
You can still hug them.
他还会让你抱。
Because they will still let you hold them.
这个是用感情那种表达。
Because that is a kind of expression of your love and emotion.
那么拥抱呢？也包括我们的父母啊。
And so when you talk about hugging and caring, it also extends to our parents.
这里说，直到你们年老发白了，头发白了，我仍要抱你。
Here it says that in verse 4, that even though in your old age, and when your hair is turning gray and white, I will still carry you.
我们华人比较少这种习惯啊，很少会去抱父母啊。
And we know that in our Eastern culture, it is quite rare for us to hug our parents.
因为我们没有这种习惯。
Because it is not our habit nor our cultural inclination.
其实拥抱是很好的。
But in fact, actually, it is a very good thing.
尤其在对方很伤心的时候。
Especially when the other person is downcast.
很需要支持的时候。
And that moment when they need the support.
有时候你不需要讲什么。
So in those times, you don't really need to say anything.
你就给他一个拥抱。
You just need to give them a comforting heart.
他会感觉到了。
And they will feel the comfort from your hug.
记得我母亲要开刀之前在开刀房。
And I remember the time when my mother was about to go through surgery.
那个冷气好冷啊。
And at that time, I felt the air conditioning was so cold.
我从来没有感觉那么冷的冷气，可能是开刀房的冷气特别冷。
And I've never felt the AC to be so strong. Perhaps it's because in the surgery room.
她已经换好那个要开刀的衣服了。
And she has already put on the garment I'm getting ready for her surgery.
好冷哦。
And she said, oh, I feel so cold.
大概她很害怕。
And also maybe she's also very scared.
医生来了。
And then the doctor came.
我要出去了。
And then so I have to leave the room.
我说妈妈，我们帮你祷告。
And so I told my mother, mom, we will pray for you.
抱她一下。
And so I hug her.
把她交给主耶稣。
And then I gave her to our Lord.
那种感觉很奇妙。
And so at that moment, it felt very, very warm.
因为在我印象当中没有抱过母亲了。
Because in my impression, I have never hugged my mother before.
她以前一定是常常抱我，因为我小时候她一定抱我的。
Because I am sure when I was still a child, my mother must have hugged me a lot.
但是我长大之后没有怎么抱她了。
But however, as I grow up, I never recalled any time when I hugged my mother.
神说啊，到你们头发白了，我也可以抱你。
But here, the Bible says that God tells us that even in your old age, when you are old, God will still carry you.
神不会丢弃我们。
Because God will never forsake us.
我们也是一样。
So for us, it is the same.
对我们的父母。
For our parents, when we treat them.
可以抱的时候就抱他一下吧。
So when we can hug our parents, let us do so.
对我们的丈夫。
And for our husband.
对我们的太太。
For our wives.
有空就抱他一下。
And when you have the time, please hug them back.
因为有一天可能会抱不到。
Because one day you may lose this opportunity.
对我们小的孩子。
And for our children,
他要你抱的时候,
and when they want a hug from you,
多花点时间去跟他们玩吧。
Give them all the attention that they want.
因为有一天他可能不要跟你玩了。
Because perhaps one day they no longer desire to be with you.
他有自己的朋友。
Because then they have their own friends.
但是有一天如果他还想要抱的时候,
but however, if one day they still come back and want to you to hold them,
你还去好好抱他。
Then do so, please.
那么神这样抱我们。
So if God were to hold us in this way,
为什么神要特别讲这个事情呢?
So why is it that God must put the emphasis over here?
因为啊，以色列百姓虽然得到神那么多的恩典。
Because it serves to remind us that even though the Israelites have received so much grace and blessings from God,
跟每一个小朋友长大的过程一样。
But it also applies to any children growing up.
每一个人长大都有一段是反叛期。
Because any children growing up will go through a rebellious age.
就是父母要抱他，他说不要。
Because that's the time when the parents want to hold them and they say no.
我长大了。
Because I am old.
你不要碰我。
Don't touch me anymore.
神就很伤心啊。
And so this is just like God. He becomes very sad.
神说我以前就抱你了。
And God says that in the past I was holding you.
现在为什么你改变呢?
Why is it now that you have changed?
我都没有改变，到你头发白了，我继续要抱你。
And I have never changed. And even though to the time when your hair is white, I will still carry you.
所以今天我们要想想啊，天父啊，其实常常在怀抱着我们。
So therefore today, let us remember that our God is always carrying us in His bosom.
我们要常常想到这一点。
And we must always remember this point.
有一个青年人。
And there is a young person.
在他反叛时期的时候。
And this teenager, when he was rebelling.
很讨厌他的妈妈。
And he doesn't like his mother at all.
觉得妈妈常跟他作对。
Because he felt that his mother is always against him.
他妈妈很不了解他。
And the mother could never understand her child.
他也不了解他妈妈。
And he can also never understand his mother.
他觉得自己很倒霉啊。
Then he felt that he is so wrong.
为什么有这样的母亲呢?
Why is it that he is ever given such a mother?
有一天呢，他在家里的旧相簿里面发现一张照片。
And then so one day, when he was going through the photo album at home, he found an old photo.
是他满月的时候，妈妈抱着他。
And that was the photo when he was 1 month old, and his mother was carrying him.
那时候他自己长得很丑，妈妈还是一个月。
At that time, he's only a 1 month old baby, and he is quite ugly looking.
他妈妈那么年轻。
And his mother is so young and pretty.
跟现在完全不一样。
And it's so different from the mother that he sees now.
妈妈抱着他很满足的感觉。
And the mother was so happy and joyous when she was carrying him in her arms.
突然间他有种感动。
And so suddenly he became very touched.
原来妈妈以前这样抱我。
So he now realized that, wow, my mother had carried me in this way before.
我现在这样反叛我的妈妈，这样对吗？
And that now I am rebelling against my mother, am I being right?
他心中突然就软起来了。
So his heart began to soften.
他改变跟他对他妈的态度。
And then so he changed his attitude towards his mother.
今天我们也是一样。
So therefore today it is the same for us.
没有错，每个人都有反叛的自由。
And it is very true that you all have the will to say no.
有人说我不要发热心了。
And some people say that, well, I don't want to be zealous anymore. Well, I don't want to come to church anymore. Since God is not blessing me, perhaps you have all different kinds of excuses. Because any rebellious person will always have a reason. But let us not forget, no matter what excuse you may have, that God had once held you in His arms. And God had once loved you very much. Just like our parents who did in the past.
就是我们头已经有一天变白头发了。
So even though one day our hair is turning gray.
如果我们的父母还健在的话。
If our parents are still alive.
他也一样把我们当 baby 一样会抱我们。
They will still treat us like their babies and still carry us.
我们要想想主的恩典。
So therefore let us remember the grace of our God.
天父常常在抱我们。
That our Heavenly Father is always carrying us in His bosom.
再来我们看路加福音第十五章。
Let's turn to Luke 15.
路加福音十五章记载一个非常出名的比喻，就是浪子回头的比喻。
In Luke 15, it talks about the parable of the prodigal son.
十五章十一节。
15:1.
路加福音十五章第十一节。
Luke 15:1.
十一节。
Luke 15:11. Then he said, A certain man had two sons.
12.
And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.
13.
So he divided to them his livelihood, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living.
主耶稣用这个比喻，一个人有两个儿子。
So over here, Jesus, he used this parable of a father having two sons.
通常出问题的是小的儿子。
Usually, the problematic child is always the youngest son, youngest child.
通常长子比较有责任感。
And because very often, the older child will have a sense of responsibility.
最老实。
And usually the most honest.
通常老幺呢最聪明。
And so very often the youngest one is the most brilliant.
但是呢，他想法比较多。
But who also have many different ideas.
小儿子就对父亲讲。
So therefore, this younger son told the father,
请把我应得的东西给我。
Please give me my portion of goods.
这个是非常不孝的一个要求。
And we know that this is a very rebellious request.
父亲还在，你就要分身家。
Because the father is still alive and you want to divide his inheritance.
等如等不到，希望你赶快死，那你还没有死，先分给我好了。
So in a way, this son is indirectly cursing his father to die before his time.
如果你是父亲，你的反应会是怎么样呢？
So today, if you are this father, what would you think?
可能会把小孩骂一顿呢。
Perhaps you will give your child a severe scolding.
分什么？分了头给你。
And so if I were to, if since I'm still alive, I won't give you a single penny now.
但是这个爸爸没有这样做。
But however, this father did not do so.
你要走。
So the father knew that his son wanted to leave him.
我留你也留不住。
Since your heart is not with me anymore, how can I keep your person here?
你人在，心也不在。
Because even though you may be with me, your heart is far away from me.
可以知道说这个父亲是用最痛苦的心情把他的部分就分给他了。
So therefore, this father, even though he is very sad and disappointed, he still divided his possession and gave it to his younger son.
13节。
Verse 13. Then this younger son went out and journeyed to a far country and wasted his possessions with prodigal living.
14节。
Verse 14. But when he had spent it all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want.
过了不久，很快小儿子就把一切家产败掉了。
So we see from these verses that in a very short time, the younger son spent it all.
他开始受苦了。
Now he began to suffer.
人是这样子的。
So that is how human beings are.
要学习是要透过受苦。
That in order for you to learn a lesson, you must always go through suffering.
道理很多人都知道。
Because we all know there are many truths and morals out there.
应该怎么样，应该怎么样才会怎么样。
You should do this and you should do that, then you will get this or get that.
但是对小儿子这种个性的人呢？
But however, for a rebellious character like this younger son,
他不会听的。
He will not listen to any advice.
自己人叫，他不会听的。
That he will not listen to any remarks given to him.
唯一的让你得到好处的是让你出去受苦。
So no matter lessons the father can give him, the best way is for him to go out and learn it.
学习有两种，一种是很简单的，我们好好学；一种是要受苦的。
Actually, there are two ways of learning something new. One is that you learn it obediently. The other one is to rebel and go out and suffer for it.
这个儿子受苦了。
So this son chose the second choice and began to suffer.
钱也没有了，花光了。
He squandered all his wealth and not a single penny is left.
搞到要去放猪。
And then what happened is that he had to go and feed swine.
这个猪是犹太人看为不洁净的动物。
And swine is pigs and is being looked down by the Jews.
没有工作，没有办法。
But because this young son has no money, he has no work.
想要吃那个猪吃的那个豆荚。
That he is so poor to the fact that he wanted to eat the pods that the swines were eating.
喂猪要偷吃猪的东西。
And so he's feeding the swine, and yet he wants to steal the food of the pigs.
都拿不到。
He couldn't even get them.
在他最低潮的时候。
So this is the moment in time when he is most pitiful.
他开始学东西了。
Then he began to learn his lesson.
17节。
Verse 17. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And here I am, perish with hunger.
你看他醒悟过来了。
So now he has woken up.
以前家里那么温暖。
Because in the past, his house is so abundant.
他觉得很讨厌。
And it was so warm, but yet he hated it.
父母对他很好，他不知道。
And the parents treated him so well, he did not even cherish it.
他要出去。
He wants to go out on his own.
现在才知道，原来家里那么好。
Then he realized that it is so good to be at home.
所以十八节说他要回来了。
So now verse 18, he wants to get up and he wants to go home.
我为什么在这边饿死呢？
Why is it that I should stay here and die with hunger?
我要回到我爸爸那边去。
Because now I will get up and now I will go back to my father.
十八节。
Verse 18, I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
这个小孩子知道说他要回去爸爸那边一定要悔改。
Because now this younger son knows that in order for him to return to his father, he must repent.
不悔改，父母是不会接纳我的。
Because if he does not repent, his father will not have him back.
所以他想好要怎么跟爸爸讲话了。
So now he thinks to himself and rehearse the words that he has to say.
结果呢，他回去了。
So therefore he returned.
我们看第十九节。
Let's look at verse 19. And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.
第二十节。
Verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
父亲呢，等他已经等很久了。
So now the father has been waiting for such a long time.
他都没有开口讲那些悔改的话，父亲就把他抱住了。
And before this young son even say any words of repentance, the father already hugged his son back.
你可以想象，如果是当父母的人，可能比较容易想象到。
So perhaps for you as a parent, it is easier for you to imagine this scenario.
我等你等了很久了。
That as a parent, you have been waiting for your children for the longest time.
担心了很久了。
And that you have been so worried and so anxious for the longest time.
你回来。
And now your child is back.
他的感情胜过他的责备啊。
And that your emotions override your scolding.
其实他肯回来，就是他自己已经悔改了。
Because the fact is that your child has already repented now that he's on his way back.
这个拥抱代表神对这个天父，这个父亲对他的接纳。
And so this hug shows the acceptance of the father towards the son.
其实每一个人呢，一辈子当中都有当过浪子的时候。
So in fact, all of us, we have all gone through a prodigal living before.
有一些是浪子，是比较夸张的，比较走得远的。
And some people, when they are being prodigal children, they have departed for a long time and being far away.
有一些是比较明显的。
And some may do so in a very obvious way.
比如说真的去犯罪啦，真的是很生活很唠叨啊。
And perhaps they do it in such an obvious way that they committed severe sins and they squandered their life away.
有一些的是心中的浪子，就是人可能还在教会，但是跟神的关系很远。
But however, there may be many of us here, sitting here, whose heart is living a prodigal living, being far away from God, even though here you are in person.
有些可能以前没有找到神，现在找到神了，要回来了。
And then there are also some people who have never met God before, and then now they return back to God, like a prodigal child.
天父都在等我们回来。
But remember one point. Our God, our Heavenly Father, is waiting for us.
等要抱我们。
And he's waiting to hold us in his bosom.
最近我们看到一个见证。
And recently I read a testimony.
是在福建省发生的。
And that it happens in Fujian province.
有一个以前有个年轻人叫做上海彭先生。
And that there was a young man, Mr. Peng.
上。
Oh, Mr. 上。
他来教会慕道。
And that Mr. Shang came to the church to seek for the truth.
他来到教会。
And when he came to the church,
听到教会说求圣灵。
And he heard the church extending prayers for the Holy Spirit.
哇，那么传道人说，一定要得圣灵才可以进天国。
And then he heard the preacher saying that you must receive the Holy Spirit in order to enter heaven.
通常我们教会要求圣灵都是邀请到前面来。
And very often we will invite the congregation to come to the front to pray for the Holy Spirit.
但是他这个人很有自己的想法。
But however, this man, he has his own ideas.
如果神是真的。
Because he says that since if God is true,
这个圣灵是真的。
And if this Holy Spirit is true,
我不出来，我在座会里面应该也可以得到圣灵。
That even though I may not come to the front to pray, I sit in the last pew, I will still receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他就故意不出来。
So therefore, he intentionally refused to come to the front of the chapel.
这个很奇妙。
And so therefore, very interestingly,
神要拣选他。
God wants to choose him.
虽然他没有出来，那是他那次祷告都有得圣灵。
So even though he's sitting in the last pew, in that prayer, he received the Holy Spirit.
当然这个不是叫大家要学他这样祷告。
But of course, we're not telling everyone to learn from him in his way.
不是每一次都可以这样的。
It doesn't mean that there is a sure guarantee way to receive the Holy Spirit.
神拣选了他了。
But yet God chose him.
他觉得很平安喜乐。
And then he felt great peace and joy.
信了主。
And so he came to believe in the Lord.
但是后来呢，慢慢的疏远了教会。
But then, however, later he became more and more distant from the church.
忙于世界的工作。
And he was so busy with his work in the society.
没有时间来教会。
No longer does he have the time to come to church.
一开始是没有时间来。
At first, he was so busy, he didn't have the time.
后来呢，是不想来。
Then later, he doesn't even want to come to church.
后来呢，都不信了。
And then towards the end, he even refused to believe.
人是这样子的，信心会慢慢的退步。
So that is how your faith will become. Very slowly over time, it will regress to a point that you no longer want to come.
他染了很多坏习惯。
And then this man, he got into many bad habits.
上酒家 nightclub 啊
，He goes to nightclubs，
烟啊酒啊一大堆的
，And then he starts to smoke and he starts to drink，
嘴巴讲脏话
，And then he has foul language，
根本不像一个基督徒的样子
，So no longer can you see a Christian image out of this man，
他心中还不相信有神。
And then now it's even worse within his heart. No long he denied God altogether.
他说如果有神的话
，Because he says that if there is a God，
让他报应我一下吧
，Then let him come down and punish me。
结果神真的听到他的祷告了。
Then, in fact, God actually heard this remark from him.
有一天呢，感觉喉咙怪怪的。
So one day he started to feel that his throat is some that is there's something wrong with his throat.
以为是感冒。
He thought that maybe he got a flu.
这个就看医生了。
So he went to see the doctor.
医生也检查。
When the doctor diagnosed his condition,
食道癌。
Then they realized that he has throat cancer.
哇，这个很痛苦的食道癌。
And so.He was shocked that it was cancer.
他马上知道这个神不是开玩笑的。
So now he knew that this is serious.
那个时候他已经有个八岁的儿子。
And then at that time he has a son who is 8 years old.
他知道我已经得罪了神了。
So now he knows that this is a punishment from God.
我过去离开神太远。
That in the past I have gone so far away from God.
这好像一个浪子之。
And that I am like a prodigal son.
他跪下来。
So now he kneeled down.
跟他的儿子一起。
And he kneeled down on the floor with his son.
神啊，你赦免我。
And so he prayed to God, God, please forgive me.
他想起他得圣灵的时候的样子。
So now he recalled to the moment in time, in the past, when he received the Holy Spirit.
他想起他得到真理的时候的样子。
And then he remembered the day when he received the truth.
神那么爱他。
That at that time, God loved him so much.
他就离开了神。
But yet he chose to depart from God.
他求神给他多一次机会。
So he prayed and asked God for another chance, a second chance.
因为他还年轻。
Because he is still so young.
他不想死。
And he doesn't want to die.
人是这样，不面对死亡是不会怕的。
And that's how we human beings are. We will never fear unless we face the day of death.
这个很奇妙。
Then it is quite strange.
医生说你这个病只能够用作放射治疗。
And then something interesting happened. The doctor told him that you have to go through chemo.
放射治疗 radiation.
You have to go through radiation.
也不一定会好，那看你的运气了。
And even though you receive the radiation treatment, it does not mean that you will be cured.
那个放射那个副作用也很大。
Because the effects the after effects will be very great.
但是他祷告。
But then he prayed.
求神怜悯他。
And pray for God to have mercy on him.
这个放射治疗非常有效。
So then later, this radiation therapy was able to bring great result.
慢慢的会收缩。
And then slowly, the cancerous tumor began to diminish.
医生觉得很奇怪。
And then the doctor find that was quite strange.
还有它的副作用非常少。
And then even then, the after effects was quite less.
比起同期的人差很远。
Compared to the other patients, he was not suffering too much.
虽然。整个过程他是痛苦的。
So even though when the whole ordeal was very, very traumatic for him,
他像那个小儿子一样。
But then he is like the younger son.
回到天父的怀抱。
That he has returned back to the heavenly father.
好的时候还做见证。
And so when he was cured, he came forth and shared his story.
所以天父有时候在等我们的悔改。
So therefore, this let us understand that our Heavenly Father is waiting for our repentance.
等我们的悔改的时候，是忧心的，是期待的。
So during this moment of time, this period of time, God is waiting patiently for us to come back.
所以我们要像那个浪子一样。
And even though he may be very anxious, we must come back like the prodigal son.
再来，我们来看主耶稣的怀里。
And then next, let's also look into the bosom of Jesus.
我们看约翰福音第十三章。
Let's turn to John 13.
约翰福音十三章二十一到二十三节。
John 13, verse 21 to 23.
十三章二十一节。
John 13, verse 21. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. Verse 22. Then the disciples look at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. Verse 23. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved.
这里告诉我们主耶稣帮门徒洗完脚之后。
So over here it says that after our Lord Jesus has washed the disciples' feet,
主耶稣讲完话之后的心里面就很忧愁起来了。
And after he has spoken these things, Jesus became very, very anxious.
为什么主耶稣会忧愁呢？
Why is it that Jesus is troubled in spirit?
主耶稣担心的原因只有一个。
There is only one anxiety that Jesus has.
就是有人要出卖他。
That one of his disciples is going to betray him.
主耶稣不会因为没有东西吃而忧愁。
Jesus will not become anxious because there is no food.
不会因为别人不接纳他而忧愁。
He will not become sad because others do not receive him.
最令他忧愁的是自己的人出卖他。
But what is most troubling to him is that his own disciple is going to betray him.
今天我认识很多信徒也是一样。
Today, when I look at the many church members, it is the same.
可以给一个父母，一对父母，最忧愁的是什么呢？
What is the worst anxiety you can give to a parent?
这是自己的儿女。
That is your own children.
可以给自己最大的快乐的，也是自己的儿女。
And it is also the same children that can give you the greatest joy.
有些儿女很乖。
Because some children are so obedient.
很懂事。
And that they know you very well.
父母很安心的。
And they will listen to you. The parents will be very assured.
虽然没有什么富贵啊，很多钱，但是儿女很乖，但是我就很满足啊。
And so even though you may not be too rich, but as long as your children listen to you and they are obedient, you'll be very satisfied.
如果孩子不乖的话，真的会给带来父母啊，给父母带来非常大的忧愁。
But however, if your children is very rebellious, indeed that will grieve your heart so deep.
像主耶稣一样。
Just like Lord Jesus.
门徒不乖不听话。要出卖主耶稣，主耶稣很忧愁。
Just like his disciples who are not obedient to him and want to betray him, therefore he's very troubled in his spirit.
如果我们是大人家儿女的，不要让父母忧愁。
So therefore today, if we are the children of our parent and we play the role of children, let us not bring anxiety to our parents.
母亲生我们已经很辛苦了。
Because it has already taken so much labor of pain for your mother to give birth to you.
父亲要赚钱养家已经很辛苦了。
And for your father to toil and labor so hard in order to bring you up.
现在经济又那么不好。
And that now we are in such a dark economy state.
每赚一块都很辛苦的。
That it is so hard to even earn $1.
如果我们是当儿女的。
So if you are children.
我们知道我们中年的父母已经很多忧愁了。
And we should know that our parents are having a very stressful time.
请你不要再加多一些忧愁给他。
So please be obedient and do not add to the stress of your parents.
我们当信徒的也是一样。
And for us members as well.
主耶稣又为我们钉十字架。
That our Lord Jesus, he has been crucified on the cross
已经经历过很多痛苦了。
And that he has gone through so much pain on our behalf.
如果今天我们还是要离开神。
If today we still choose to leave God,
还是要信心软弱。
We are still going weak in faith.
还是要离开道理。
And that we still choose to depart from the truth.
还是要不爱主。
And we still refuse to love our Lord.
还是要出卖主。
And then to the point we still want to betray our Lord.
为了某一些物质的好处把信仰也给丢了。
And because of some material possessions that you desire to have, you just discard God altogether.
主耶稣会很忧愁。
Then our God, our Lord Jesus will be very troubled in spirit.
所以十二个门徒里面有一个样主耶稣很忧愁。
So therefore, out of the 12 disciples, one of them is grieving the heart of the Lord.
你是不是那一个？
Are you that one?
但是还好有另外一个。
But thank God there is another one.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
就是主所爱的那个门徒呢。
That there is one of the disciples whom Jesus loved.
知道主耶稣很忧愁啊。
this disciple know that Jesus was very troubled.
就侧身爱金主耶稣的怀里,
and that this disciple was therefore leaning on the bosom of Jesus and comforting Jesus.
这个门徒可能年纪比较小,
perhaps this disciple is younger.
好像一个少年人一样,
maybe a young man.
那么主耶稣很忧愁,
and that he know that Jesus is very troubled in spirit and he doesn't know what to say.
他也不用讲什么，就靠近主，把头挨在主身边，他给主耶稣很大的这种安慰了。
And so therefore, this disciple, he doesn't know what to say, but in order to comfort Jesus, what he did was to draw close to Jesus and lean on the bosom of Jesus.
24节。
Verse 24. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke.
西门彼得就指他一下，说：“哎，你问主耶稣，到底是谁啊，要卖主啊？”
So therefore, Simon Peter, he nudged the disciple whom Jesus loved and asked him to ask Lord Jesus who he's talking about.
为什么西门彼得自己不问呢?
Why is it that Simon Peter does not want to ask himself?
我就想这个问题，他也可以自己问啊。
Because sometimes I think that Simon Peter, he could have just asked the Lord directly, isn't it?
他不敢问。
But he dare not.
可能跟主的距离还是有一点啊。
Perhaps he's not as close to the Lord as that of the disciple.
你问。
So therefore he asked that disciple, go ask Jesus.
有时候我们也是一样啊。
So sometimes it also applies to us.
明明想知道对方的什么?
Because sometimes we do want to know what the other person is thinking about.
不敢问, 你帮我问一下。
But we dare not, so we go in an indirect way and get a mediator to do for us.
他做什么的?
So ask the mediator, so what the other person thinking?
他几岁?
And so what is he doing and how old is he?
你自己问就好了嘛。
And then they will actually tell you back that why don't you just ask the person directly?
西门彼得就耍那个小的，让你去问。
So therefore, in the same way, this Simon Peter, he's nudging this young disciple and ask him to ask the Lord Jesus.
这个主所爱的门徒也很乖，老大叫我去问，我就去问。
And so therefore, this disciple whom Jesus loved, he is also very obedient.
你看，好像个baby一样，好像小朋友这样。
And so he's like a little child, and then he went to ask Lord Jesus.
25节。
Verse 25. Then leaning on the back of Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it?
哇，你看多亲密的举动啊！这个小朋友按这个大人身上说：“主啊，到底是谁呀？”
So look at this picture that is so beautiful and so close. This disciple is leaning on the bosom of Jesus and asking the Lord, "Who is this person that's going to betray you?"
主耶稣做了个动作。
Then Jesus he did an action.
沾那个饼啊，沾那些汤汁啊。我说我给谁，就是谁要卖我了。
And so then Jesus says that he is going to take this bread and he's going to dip it, and the person whom he gives the bread to is the person who is going to betray him.
我们想想从这里可以学到什么？
So let's think about what we can learn from here.
主耶稣其实很想把一些很重要的事情告诉我们了。
So in fact, sometimes our Lord Jesus desire to share with us a very serious matter.
只要你问他一定告诉你了。
As long as you ask him, he will tell you.
这时候我们不敢问。
But sometimes we dare not.
我们跟主的关系还不够亲密。
Because our relationship to our Lord Jesus is not close enough.
所以我们常常不知道主的旨意。
So we often do not know the will of our Lord.
如果我们跟主的关系是很亲密的话,
but however, today, if our relationship is very close to Jesus,
我们一定了解主的旨意的,
and that we will definitely understand the will of our Lord Jesus.
就算你不理解, 你问, 主耶稣马上告诉你。
So even though you may not understand, as long as you ask, Jesus will tell you.
所以我们要跟主很亲近。
So therefore, we must be close to Jesus.
主耶稣一定会把你要做的事, 或是有什么机密, 有什么重要的事情告诉你的。
Because God will definitely tell you what he thinks, or any matters of secrecy, he will let you know.
还有呢, 我们自己如果靠近主的胸怀, 我们也会很平静安稳的。
And also, for us, if we were to draw close to the bosom of our Lord Jesus, we will also have great peace and joy.
诗篇131篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
131篇。
Psalms 113.
第二节。
Verse 2.
131.
Psalm 131.
131篇第二节。
Psalm 131. 131篇第二节。 Psalm 131, verse 2. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
当一个人靠近神的时候,
so when a person is close to the Lord Jesus, his heart will be very calm and quieted.
这里说, 断过奶的孩子,
Here it says that he is like a weaned child.
什么叫做断过奶的孩子呢?
What is a weaned child?
孩子如果还没有断奶的话,
If a child is not being weaned,
他一哭就要吃奶。
When they cry, they must have milk.
还要吃很多次。
And that they must have a milk many times.
因为他有这种需要。
Because they have that desire.
他完全被他的需要所控制。
And that they have overcome by their desire of lacking milk.
没有奶就不高兴。
And they are not happy because they don't have milk.
但是断过奶的孩子是可以忍一下。
But however, a child who is weaned, they can actually hold back their desire.
他等到吃饭的时候才吃。
That they will know that when is the right time to eat.
不会吵吵闹闹。
And they will not cry.
我们当信徒也是这样。
So as members, we should be the same.
如果我们靠近主的时候，那个胸怀啊。
If we were to draw close to the bosom of Jesus,
心中是很平静的。
Our heart is very calm.
所以说给我们什么情况，我们都可以平静。
No matter what circumstance our Lord give us, we will still be very calm.
主要我们满足了。
Because God is allowing us to be satisfied and fulfilled.
当我们走过这一生之后。
That after we have gone through our whole life.
最后要回到天父的怀里。
And that when we completed the passage of our life, we will go back to our Heavenly Father.
这个就是最美的事情。
And that is the most beautiful moment.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
165首。
165.